This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, you can jump onto our Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And that'll make you sound like you're sitting here in the studio with us. It is a much higher quality method of connecting to us here. And the us in the studio includes me, Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
The big news of the day today, it was pretty obvious to me. Conan, you actually brought this in as a news story. I've got the source from Vice News, which I did a little digging around this afternoon, and Vice was actually the only one to fully published the affidavit in this case. Cody Wilson, who is a gentleman we've had on the show more than once. We've talked to him in person down in Austin, Texas. In fact, Mark and I toured his defense distributed factory a year ago. It was October of last year, actually, when we were down there for the Texas Bitcoin Conference. We were expecting to see him. I think we actually snagged a ticket for him for the Texas Bitcoin Conference this year, so we were expecting to see him. And we may as of yet see him. I mean, he may still go. Given what happened to him, apparently, within the last 24 hours or so, he was arrested and bonded out, I believe, for $150,000.
The warrant is out for his arrest. He's in Taiwan right now.
Really?
He missed his flight back to the United States to be arrested.
Yeah.
No kidding. How did I miss that detail? I saw some paperwork earlier, $150,000 cash bond that he was still out. I guess that's because he's not in the United States. Interesting. So
yeah, the Austin Chief of Police came out and had a question and answer a couple minutes ago, 10-15 minutes ago, and gave out a lot of interesting information.
Huh.
The girl's age, where this guy is at, whether they tried to get a hold of him before they actually wrote up the warrant.
How strange. I wonder why they would have tipped their hand on this. So for those that don't know, the news is that Cody Wilson, the founder of Defense Distributed, is alleged to have committed so-called sexual assault, which, you know, sounds real bad until you actually hear the details in the case, because sexual assault sounds like rape. Well, of course, it's not rape. It's consensual, ostensibly.
In this particular situation, yeah. You're not saying that sexual assault is consensual.
No,
you're
it depends.
Right.
Sexual assault's a legal term.
Correct.
And in some cases, it's non-consensual. In other cases, it's consensual because, in this case, Cody allegedly had sex with somebody who was under the age of 17.
Who consented to the action.
Well, but people who believe in the sexual assault laws will say that you cannot consent to the actions if you are under the age of whatever fill in the blank,
which can change, based on various geographic lines.
Yeah, so that was the allegation, and we can get into more of the details in the story here in a moment. But now I want to know why it is they put out a warrant for his arrest publicly like this in a way that's going to stir up a lot of attention when presumably, if he had been allowed to come back from, I mean, because it's not hard for the police to figure out, oh, dude's not here,
yep, right?
You know, show up at his shop, ask around for him or something like that. Oh yeah, he's not there. But anyway, he's not there apparently, and I wonder if he's made any kind of statement about this yet. If the chief of police in Austin has been talking, then I'm curious to know what Cody Wilson and his attorney have to say.
Yeah, when asked, they said they have had no contact with him.
Hmm.
And he's not posted anything on Twitter in quite a while.
Yeah. Well, I mean, of course, generally in circumstances like this, most attorneys are going to tell you not to say anything at all. According to Vice.com, and again, they do have the full 5-page affidavit for the arrest warrant, which I read earlier today. The self-described crypto-anarchist at the center of the national debate over 3D-printed guns was charged with sexual assault on Wednesday. According to charging documents, the Cody Wilson, who's 30 years old, paid a girl under 17 for $500 for sex at a hotel room in Austin, Texas, back in August. Sexual assault of a minor is a second-degree felony in Texas. Well, at least Vice didn't call her a child, which is what the police have been referring to this young lady as. This so-called child was on a website, apparently.
Wasn't it like sugardaddies.com?
Sugardaddymeet.com.
Yeah.
They call it a dating platform.
Some older dudes are in that, and some younger women are totally into that.
Well, you better believe they're into it. They don't actually have to, like, have a relationship. It's just basically, give me money, I'm pretty.
Right.
It essentially seems to be...
the big question is a site... is this prostitution? Because Austin is illegal there, they're going to try to throw the prostitution card at him.
You think they're going to try to arrest her for prostitution?
Oh, heck no.
Okay, because she's the one who committed the act of prostitution.
And also lied about her age. Because there's an age limit on the site.
Uh-huh.
18 and up.
Doesn't matter, though. You, as the so-called sexual assaulter in this case, it's your responsibility to know how old a girl is. Doesn't matter if she told a lie to get you
right
to believe
and
something.
In some states... In the prostitution or, you know, prostitution with a minor, as part of the thing, it says it, I forget the exact wording that they have in New Hampshire, but it's something about, it's not a defense that the defendant told you that they were over a certain age.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, yeah, you know, like...
The word for that? There's a certain type of
defense. Even if they use an accredited... If this is,
like,
I guess
a government ID or something, like a false ID. Or
use this dating site.
Well, in that case, you're checking a box and filling in a birthday. They're not actually, you know, they're not showing. You don't have to show ID to
right.
get on most dating
but
sites.
But they're telling you, I am over this age.
That's what they're telling you.
So they are, you know, like, so, yeah,
so,
they're not.
So is,
it's
so
an
so is,
that's
so is the dating
defense.
Site. Is the dating site liable?
No, absolutely not.
Could an attorney make that argument?
Hold on.
They can make an argument.
You said that the dating site can't be held liable. That's not true.
According to what?
According to United States of America v. Ross Ulbricht, where Ross Ulbricht was convicted because of things that happened on a website that he ran.
He ran the website. The dating site is not liable for a girl lying about her age on the dating site. Now, there are new laws in the United States. The Sesta-Fosta law passed earlier this year, which says that if a woman or man or whoever posts on, if there are five posts or more, on your website
that can be construed as prostitution.
Right, and there's usually some kind of ostensible code that the people will use that's, you know, saying a thing means a different thing. If you can point to five, if the federal government can point to five different posts on somebody's site, so like a Craigslist or something, that they say were related to prostitution, then they can charge the website owner with, like, facilitating sexual enslavement or something, you know.
Trafficking.
Crazy. Trafficking.
They call
it
trafficking.
And by the way, that is the department that's involved in this case. That's what the...
But that's not what's... But likely going to happen in this particular case, Cody Wilson can't get out of this charge or anything because if they charge the owner of this website with something, that's not going to get Cody Wilson off the hook.
Right.
They'll just be a co-defendant.
Right. And, you know, I don't know. Maybe there are prostitution ads on this site, but I would suspect that most people on this site, they are trying to approach this from a different direction of, I'm pretty. You need to give me money. I'm a sugar baby, as they're called. Mm. And then there's the sugar daddies who apparently are just loaded with cash and just hand out money. It's prostitution when you make a deal in advance, right? So if you say, look, I'll give you X for Y, then if she says yes, or in reverse, you can give me X and I'll do Y, then you get an agreement. Prostitution. You are done.
And
done deal.
In New Hampshire, it's for consideration.
Correct.
What does that
Which
mean?
Anything can be consideration.
I'll do the dishes. you do this. That's true. Is prostitution by definition.
So then every couple, every marriage in the States is prostitution.
Yes.
Only if you come to an agreement on trading sex for something else.
Every couple in New Hampshire, in the country.
The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. So she was paid $500, but it doesn't say that was an agreement. Correct. That doesn't say there was an agreement in advance. He might have just shelled that out after the fact. But there's more coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live. And was this a setup?
From the third letter of Captain Mark. The Crown's observation conditions us to be dishonest with ourselves. Therefore, constant surveillance produces a society of constant deception. Honest communication is the seed of civilized conduct. To deny us this seed is to deny us its fruits. But the Crown's primary objective is to stifle free thought itself, to make its subjects incapable of dissent. Seasoned pirates have always encrypted messages and codes and ciphers, so intercepted transmissions were incomprehensible. But today, the Crown possesses advanced tools of pattern recognition that document, profile, and predict our every move. Today, piracy requires hailing frequencies completely invisible to the Crown. We are tired of poltergeists in the static. Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels, or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Zencash has changed their name to Horizon to better represent their transition from a cryptocurrency to a pioneering platform that protects consumer data. They're working towards the day when anyone will be able to build privacy-based applications on the Horizon platform and generate income from them. This will allow Horizon to bring thousands of real-life services to the community, services that provide freedom, utility, and privacy. Learn more at horizon.global and join the Horizon community. Horizen.global.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. Like Freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got your Discord on-air call-in line rooms. Go to discord.lrn.fm and hop on into any one of those. We'll put you on the air. You'll sound great. Also, I want to let you know about Freedom's Phoenix. It's a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty, then freedomsphoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. It's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com, freedomsphoenix.com. Ian Conan and Daryl in the studio here tonight. We're going to go to the phones, to the fun. We got Donnie. He's listening in Rock Creek, Ohio, on the radio. Go ahead, Donnie.
Too hot for a sweatshirt down there.
Yeah, buddy.
No, I'm sorry. I apologize. That was my dad. He gets all pissed off about you guys not wearing shirts.
There are a lot of men who have serious issues who've been calling into this show, serious issues seeing other men topless.
Tell them the cold is coming. There'll be another couple of weeks.
Yeah,
and
we'll all be over.
We'll
be done with this for this year. Was that what you were really calling about?
You know, it's just me calling, right?
Who are you?
It's me every time.
He's saying he's the only person that's been calling about.
Really, I don't know.
Shirts.
Nope. Sorry.
But that does make sense. Oh, I mean, we're looking at the chat room too here in Discord. These guys have problems as well.
Well, that's me as well. Whatever. That's me in the Discord also.
So were you actually just calling about that, or
that's probably what he was calling about?
You don't have to lie. I'm just saying, like you said you were going to call about prostitution to the phone screener. Why do you lie about it? We're going to put you on the air either way.
Well, the truth is, I mean, you guys kind of always turn it into a discussion on prostitution anyways when I bring up the shirt thing, because you guys keep trying to charge us to get them to take it off. The truth is, I love when you have the shirt off. I love it. I love
it's not prostitution to... I'm so confused.
It's my father, JJ. It's my dad, JJ, who loves shirts, and he has a big problem with you not wearing shirts.
He loves shirts.
Well, he thinks that the radio is all about shirts and wearing shirts, and so that was him.
He's a strange man. I thank you for the call tonight.
Yeah, radio is an auditory medium, so you wouldn't know if I'm not wearing pants.
All right, then. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Look, you know, if you want to call with a topic like that, okay, we'll take your call. You don't have to tell a lie. You're the only caller on the line. I'm going to put you on the air. It's getting pretty boring, but
yeah,
going on. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have, of course, we put shirts back on, and somebody will call to complain that we've got our shirts on.
Why do you put your shirt on? I don't like that color shirt.
Yeah, whatever. So we were talking about Cody Wilson. He is, well, being sought for arrest right now. Apparently he's in Thailand. Taiwan. There's a difference, I guess.
Yes, but they're completely different places.
A bunch of dudes are mad at you right now. Like three.
Are they even nearby one another geographically?
They're both in Asia.
Okay. That's a pretty big place, though.
Yes.
Yeah, big.
Yeah, so Taiwan... is officially the Republic of China.
Mm-hmm.
And although the government...
That's the one they're fighting over.
If by fighting you mean that, you know, they
want it back.
Saying words at one another and have been for, you know, a bunch of years, Taiwan, again, Republic of China officially, controls just one island. And there might be, you know, like a couple of small islands, but it's basically just the one island. And then China, the People's Republic of China, they also claim to control Taiwan. And under the One China rule, Taiwan is internationally referred to often as Chinese Taipei. And the U.S. government does not have official relations with Taiwan because of China's One China policy. And because of that, there is no formal extradition agreement between the U.S. federal government and the government of Taiwan.
How convenient.
Daryl, what is the history behind that? Did Taiwan just started growing and they just boomed? And then China's like, oh, we want some of that. And how did that work?
No. So it actually goes back to the, what was it, Chairman Mao's Red March or whatever it was, where basically what was the government of China was pushed out of the mainland, and the only territory that they wound up controlling was the island.
Right.
And instead of admitting defeat that we lost the mainland of the country, they maintain that they are the legitimate government of the mainland of the country.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at it the wrong way.
And China, the People's Republic of China, says, well, since they're claiming to be China and they claim that island, we also claim that island. And so it's kind of one of these kind of weird border dispute sort of things of who's the legitimate government of what, and instead of just coming to some kind of agreement of, hey guys, you give up your recognition of control of this island and we'll give up our recognition of control of that big, huge, giant chunk of land, and we go about our separate ways, both of them want to wind up being right and controlling the other.
Well, I wonder if this is just the two governments fighting and what the people actually think. The people probably don't give two craps about this. Or maybe they do. Maybe they're really into it.
There's some pretty movement. Strong feelings.
There's a big movement inside
people.
And outside of Taiwan.
Right.
You'll see the flag on people's cars in the United States. You know, or no, I'm thinking Tibet.
You're thinking of Tibet, which was also taken over by.
Also starts with a T.
Yeah.
Also taken over by China.
Yeah, you're right.
That's where the Airbenders live, Ian.
I haven't seen that movie. Let's go to Richard. He's in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live watching us on YouTube. Go ahead, Richard.
Hey, man, I'm honored to, like, that Free Talk. It's been well over 10 years I've been listening to you guys.
Wow.
And
okay.
I think it's great. Like, when I first heard you, I mean, gosh, it was probably, I don't know, 2004, 2005, something like that. I think it's great. You guys are still going good. And as a gardener, I'm well tuned in with the cycles of the sun and the seasons. And I just kind of want to, you know, maybe get off the top of global politics and all that. And just as we enter fall, which we're days away, just kind of think everybody should take a moment and reflect on, you know, what our plans are for the new year. Like, you know, what we're going to be doing. I mean, it's, you know, still months away, but
what are your
fall.
Plans? It's an unusual call, but what are your plans? Let's hear it.
Well, I'm about to plant my winter garden. You know, like you lived in Sarasota.
It's Florida,
I mean,
yeah.
You know,
so
summer,
oh, crap. You can have gardens all year long.
What goes in a winter garden?
Not so good.
Roots.
My plans for this year. Well, I've got a couple contracts for installing a permaculture food forest. And like taking it to a different level than my little business has been, like on a level where I've had to actually hire people to look over a contract submitted to me and that kind of stuff. So, you know,
let's go around the table here. We'll answer your question, Richard. I thought it was going to be a long build up to a t-shirt comment. There's more coming up here in moments.
Yeah, keep them on. I want to hear about the permaculture forest.
Yeah, it's Free Talk Live. More coming up and more on Cody Wilson.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
USA Radio News.
The status of a public hearing set Monday into the allegations against Supreme Court judge nominee Brett Kavanaugh remain in doubt
after the lawyers for the woman accusing the judge of sexual misconduct say they want the FBI to investigate the case before the woman will testify. On Wednesday, House Judiciary Chairman Charles Grassley said the committee would be more than accommodating.
Where I'm focused right now is doing everything that we can to make Dr. Ford comfortable with coming before our committee, either in an open session or a closed session or a public or a private interviews.
Cody Wilson is a man who posted how to make plastic guns online with a 3D printer. Well, he's been charged with sexual assault of a 16-year-old girl that he met online. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Yes, we've gone from talking about sexual assault to gardening. I mean, we really will talk about anything here on Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And we'll get back to the Cody Wilson alleged sexual assault case here in a little bit, because it's outrageous what they're, you know, accusing him of doing, and it may be a setup. Who knows what's going on? We'll tell you more about it coming up. It's Ian Conan and Daryl in the studio here tonight. I do want to make sure you know about Bitcoin.com. So if you are interested in cryptocurrency, if you've heard about Bitcoin but you want to know more about it, then go to Bitcoin.com. They've got a great little academy that you can get started with to learn the basics about Bitcoin. And then when you're ready to learn more about kind of the Bitcoin universe, you can follow all kinds of news updates through their news site at news.bitcoin.com. It's updated every day with stories from around the globe. Once again, that's news.bitcoin.com. As we continue here, Richard in Florida, for whatever reason you were asking, normally it's a discussion people have at the end of the year. We've still got a good quarter of a year left before the end of the year,
yes.
But you wanted to talk about people getting ready for the year end and what they were doing to prepare for that or something. And then we asked you what you were doing, and you said you were getting ready to plant a winter garden because you're in Florida. And Conan, you had some question for him about...
Oh, as far as winter gardening in New Hampshire is concerned, I started mine a month and a half ago.
Is it indoor?
No. It's,
greenhouse.
No, it's outdoors.
You don't have a greenhouse?
But there are winter crops. And they're not, they don't,
in New Hampshire.
They don't grow right into the snow, but you do plant them at the end of the year, and you try to beat the snow. In fact, they usually do, like, for example, snow peas. The frost actually helps them, sweetens them up.
What are snow peas?
Snow peas is a pea, but it's like
yeah, I figured that it's a pea.
It's like a green bean pea. But anyways, this guy is in Florida, and so you haven't even started planting yours yet, huh?
I've actually got a strain of snow peas I've been working on for a long time that's to my little microclimate, because I'm in 9B, so I'm up in the panhandle.
Yeah.
And but no, snow peas for sure, and good luck, you know, I mean, you know, up in the snow, what can you do? But really, honestly, as we come into fall, and I want to just, if everybody, because you guys reach so many people, and I just think this is a really good message. Well, one of the things I like to do is teach people how to garden so they actually have a mental grip on food sustainability. But one thing I wanted to say, as we come into fall is really important in the plant world. Things are either living or they're dying in fall.
Yep.
That's just a cycle of nature. And what I'd like everybody to do is when they're on one of those rainy fall days where you'll see dry leaves fall from the tree and land in a puddle and float around. Water is life, but water has reflective properties. And so if everybody out there, if they have a moment to stop and look when they're in a fall rainstorm, to look at a puddle, look at what's being reflected on that puddle, look at the leaves there, think of the year that's brought us to where that is right now, and think about what they're doing to make the world better around them.
I love this. This is a great meditation that you're talking about. I usually will combine this with a little bit of psychedelics, so like maybe take a half a hit of LSD and really
put some ambience on.
The beauty of nature. Richard, thanks for the call tonight. Thanks for slowing things down. And
good luck.
And yeah, thank you. To reflect. It's an important thing to do, and we can all get caught up in how busy we are. It's easy to be busy with, you know, different things we have to do in life, and it is important, whether it's in the fall or any other time of the year, even if you just feel hectic and pulled in 50 different which ways, to slow down and, you know, consider life and, you know, all the good things that we have. As many bad things as there are in the world, and it's easy to focus on those bad things, and ultimately that gives us things to talk about on the radio, it is nice to reflect on the positive.
So since he did mention, about some of the things that he has planned upcoming, and it's not always, you know, just like about reflecting on the past, but I think he did ask the question of what are some of sort of the goals that you have maybe for next year or the upcoming 12 months.
Yeah, I don't really see this as a reflection of the past. I think that you take the opportunity to learn from your recent past to prepare for the future,
for what's coming.
So this is that's what I read into all of this. This is a preparation for the next day, for the next season, which is spring. It, really, the only two seasons that people like that I've
fall
noticed
and spring.
Fall and spring, and the other two just suck. Some people.
I like the week and a half of summer that we have up here.
It's longer than a week and a half.
It's a lot longer that you can attest.
It's usually to several weeks.
Yeah, it's a lot longer. But it's not that bad.
The question is still.
It hit 100 at one point.
Do you have any goals for the coming year?
Do I?
Yes.
I have so many goals constantly. I have so many goals, I don't know what to do with myself.
I don't have them set out for, well, this is going to start in January. I don't have anything specifically.
But do you have, like, a big goal?
From next
year? Or do you just have...
One? No, all mine are, like, little goals of accomplishing certain things for, like, you know, Freekeen, you know, putting up blogs that I've been meaning to put up for a long time. I've kind of got, like, a backlog of things that aren't exactly a priority to get done, but I still want to get done at some point. And then there are the things that I've prioritized that I need to get done sooner rather than later. Those
so
are
the things that don't have a deadline, those would be dreams.
If you have
a deadline for it, then it's a goal.
If it's a pipe dream, would be something that you just sit on the couch when you're smoking weed and just thinking about you want to do, but you are never going to do it. That's a pipe dream.
No, there's different types of goals. So, you know, if you start with a dream, then you can set goals sort of backwards from whatever that dream is to figure out how to get to the dream ultimately.
And maybe not dream is the right word. Maybe ambitions. or lofty goals?
Well, I mean, the dreams convert into goals. If you're seriously pursuing a dream, you have to figure out what the goals are to get you to that.
If you just say, I want a bunch of money, that's a dream.
Sure.
But once you, somehow quantify that.
How are you going to get the money?
I want $10 million. Okay. And I'm going to do this as the first step, and I'm going to do it by a certain date. Then it becomes a goal.
You got to be a, So, but the goals can be different sizes. You know, you can have a big goal, like you said, of solidifying that dream of being rich into a certain amount of money. Well, then how do you get to that? Well, you can break that down into, I've got to start a business. Well, what kind of business? Here's what I need to do to start,
Right, so you break it down into tasks, and then you start on it, and then you've
got a plan.
But all
of those are goals. You don't have to have a deadline to have a goal. If you have a deadline, you just have a deadline. And it's good to set time frames for the things that you want to accomplish.
You're a deadline kind of guy, aren't you? You have deadlines
for the most part,
on all your stuff?
Yeah. It is important. I mean, it's important.
So next October, I have a goal, and I've already written this down, that I'm going to do my first 100-mile race.
My God. What's the longest
where is that located
so far?
This is going to be this particular race in Brookline, New Hampshire. I'm going to do the Ghost Train 100.
The Ghost Train. Not to be confused with Cody Wilson's Ghost Gun.
Right. So there used to be a train track running through this particular area, and there's no longer a train track, but if you do the 100 miles in less than 30 hours, you get a golden railroad spike.
So the train track itself is 100 miles in length?
No, so it's a 15-mile loop.
Oh, okay, so you have to do
where this particular course is, but there used to be a train track. So, like,
so
downtown,
you have to do a certain number of laps.
Yeah, so downtown Keene, there's a section called Railroad Square because a railroad used to go through there.
Yeah.
Same thing in this particular
What's the longest
spot.
Run you've done so far?
32 miles.
Okay, so tripling your longest run. That's a big
basically,
goal.
Basically, yes.
And what are the rules for a 100-mile run? Can you stop? Can you rest
it has to
be continuous.
So
I mean, I'm serious. I mean,
so this particular race is a 30-hour ultra. If I stop after 5 hours and say, I'm done, I don't get a DNF. I just get credit for the amount of miles that I finished in that amount of time.
You have to do the whole 100 in less than 30 hours.
Yes.
Okay, that's what I meant.
Yeah,
okay.
DNF is did not finish.
Okay. More coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Back to the sugar daddy story regarding Cody Wilson in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. SaveATPurse.com.
Your property and your family are precious. Protect them with Blink, like we have. Blink motion-activated HD cameras are wire-free, set up fast, and their batteries last up to 2 years. And Blink's live feed option lets you monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. No contracts, no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. You can get 3 Blink cameras for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Diamond Gusset's got it, others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it, others don't.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. Cody Wilson is being sought by Austin police for an alleged so-called sexual assault. Now, of course, that doesn't mean he actually hurt anybody. That doesn't mean that he actually did anything that anybody wasn't consenting to. The story here, according to Vice.com, and actually according to the five-page affidavit sent to the court there to get the arrest warrant issued in the county of Travis, Texas, is basically that Cody Wilson, the proprietor of Defense Distributed, was allegedly on a website called SugarDaddyMeat.com.
There are a lot of questions about this entire
thing.
There's
a lot of questions.
First and foremost is, why was there a press conference before Cody Wilson was arrested?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's very strange. Why did they tilt their hand?
We plan to arrest this guy.
Well, the warrant came out this morning, right?
But
they don't have the guy, so they have to explain. Because it's not like he's a nobody.
Hold on.
He's in the news, the national news.
There are a lot of times that warrants get issued for people
secretly,
and they don't have press conferences.
Yeah. Hmm. Even if they had issued the warrant in like a stack of warrants that the judge issued this morning and some news media person found it, I guess that's how it could have leaked out, but can't they have sealed warrants?
This was a press conference by the police.
This morning or this afternoon? Because I heard there was one this afternoon. This story broke earlier today. It broke probably around noon.
KVUE says there was, during a press conference, Austin police said Wilson's last known location was Taipei, Taiwan.
Right, but that's information
I don't know whether I don't know whether the press conference was held
before or after
5:50 p.m. 5:50 this evening.
So earlier today, somehow this news leaked out, and it may be because they announced that they intended to arrest Cody Wilson and maybe issued a press release and then said we'll have a press conference later.
So the question is, why did they notify, and who, where was that information released? And then I think this is response. I think the press conference is in response to the fact that this guy is a national somebody.
They probably
and the press wants to know. Right. And it's more than one, so it's like, all right, well, let's just have this meeting to get all this information out there so the people aren't just calling us and calling us and calling us all night.
The press conference likely was announced by whatever press release happened earlier in the day. So they probably issued some sort of notice to media, then said, we'll talk about this later this afternoon. And then they had their press conference. But the news here from Vice.com, let's get a little deeper into the story, so to speak. Sexual assault of a minor is a second-degree felony in Texas. Austin police say they were alerted by a counselor who'd been working with the so-called victim. Detectives with Austin's Child Abuse Division, because again, they want you to believe that this young lady who had the full ability to engage in sexual intercourse with a man in his 30s and apparently commit oral sex on that same man, according to the affidavit, they want you to believe this is a child, which of course is ridiculous and insulting to people who actually, like I do, believe that people who are younger but sexually mature physically are not children. By
so you're
definition,
talking about medical adults.
Right. By definition, they're not children. Children are people who have not even started the process of puberty yet. But regardless, the law says a child in the definition of child in the sexual assault laws in our statutes in Texas is anybody who's under the age of 17.
And by the way, I heard it was the human sex trafficking department that was researching this, that was looking at this.
Correct. The Austin Child Abuse Division and the Forensic Center for Child Protection is where this went on. Wilson allegedly met the victim on Sugar Daddy Neat, dating platform that matches older men with younger women. Translation, actually, a platform that matches older men who have money with younger women who want money. That's what that platform's all about. Because unlike the dating sites, I'm on a few of them right now. There are every now and then, and I got to hand it to these girls for being honest, at least. There are young ladies who will just put it right there in their profile that they are looking for a sugar daddy.
Yeah.
That's what they want. And it's like, swipe left, not interested in you. Wilson didn't respond to a request for comment. Again, he is ostensibly in Taiwan at the moment. His company is currently embroiled. Defense Distributed is embroiled in a legal battle over his decision to publish blueprints for 3D printed guns online. So this guy's got a lot of attention, a lot of heat from the police generally has been focused on him, which of course is leading a lot of people to say that this was a setup, that this
this is what you do. I mean, that is one of the taboos in this country forget the jury, you are immediately guilty. I mean, I just look at the comments on some of these reports. I mean, they're all ready to burn him at the stake, and he hasn't had his day in court yet, and they're ready to burn this guy.
Oh yeah. Yeah, and of course they'll call him a pedophile, even though she was likely fully mature.
Probably a couple of weeks, but to 17.
Yeah.
Not even in high school anymore. She's probably dropped out.
Well, if you could get $500 for 2 hours worth of work,
yeah.
And by the way, I
am not familiar with this at all. Maybe some of our listeners could call in. But is $500 the going rate
for a teenage girl?
Apparently, my
theory is she's mad she didn't get more. Or,
are you serious?
Or she?
Holy crap!
I don't know. I don't know what the prices are for these things. I would never pay for sex. But
you'd wash the dishes though.
Absolutely, I'd wash the dishes. My theory here is that because according to the affidavit, she met him through the site. They had, exchanged photos. Apparently, he allegedly sent a photo of his penis. She allegedly sent a photo of herself or more than one of her naked, which, of course, would also mean that by the law, she's generating child pornography. And so
she's probably not charged with that.
So she sends they exchange photos, exchange some messages. They met and he picked her up somewhere. I forget where it said, but it says where. And he took her to his hotel. The valet parks the car. They go in the hotel room. She claims that they had sex. She claims oral sex also happened. She claims he then gave her $500 afterwards. Oh, and before she went into to the hotel room with him, before she met him, he allegedly bragged over their text messaging, allegedly bragged that he was a, quote, big deal, and he told her his name. So this is what leads me to believe that maybe it wasn't a setup.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this girl's been on this site before, because I suspect this wasn't her first time, you know, going on this website or doing this. But that when she found out who he was, she may be anti-gun. Mm. And she may have decided she's going to get this guy.
Anti-gun, anti-Trump.
Because otherwise, because again, what's the most likely circumstance? Otherwise, I suppose it's possible that some cop is trolling this website and they noticed him there and then they set this girl up to go set him up.
Right. Well, you know what?
Seems like more of a stretch. You know what I mean?
The missing piece that I want to know is who is her counselor?
Yeah, I don't know. She went to somebody.
Because I don't think she's in school. She went somewhere. So who is this person? It is a psychologist?
Yeah,
is it someone that works for the police? I mean, who is this person? That's what I want to know.
It's possible it was a setup. I'm not going to say it's impossible.
By the way, so she's admitted all those things, but when did the sexual assault occur?
That was allegedly in the hotel.
And I'm under 17.
By legal definition in Texas, that is assault.
Okay, so... It wasn't consensual.
It was consensual.
That's what I mean. But I'm saying...
But they call that sexual assault.
Only because she's under 17, it
Correct.
Is assault.
Correct.
That's just bullcrap, man.
But that's true in most states, by the way. They sometimes...
Right.
I don't know if... I know here in New Hampshire they call it sexual assault. I don't know. In some states they may call it statutory rape, because that's another term that I've heard referring to this. But either way, they align it at the same level. It's a felony charge. They align it at the same level as somebody who holds a person down and physically actually rapes them.
Right.
This girl voluntarily gave it up to this guy
and paid.
Let him drive her back to the Whataburger or to a Whataburger to drop her off. So it's not like she busted out of the room screaming, ran from him, broke from his grip or something like that, and, you know, ran to the hotel busboy or something and, you know, complained. No, she voluntarily went into the room. She voluntarily spread her legs for him and, you know, put his penis in her mouth and all that. You know, she did the whole thing.
Yeah.
And
my next question is,
then collected $500.
My next question is, who's this counselor and what changed her mind and what is she trying to get out of this? If there wasn't, in fact.
I think she's trying to take down the Cody Wilson. I think the girl probably is anti-gun.
Well, I mean, she might not be. It might be the people that she's involved with who wanted to take him down. So they see the opportunity and say, all right, look.
What do you mean the people she's involved with?
The counselor? Counselor might be anti-gun.
The sugar.
You're the only one talking about a counselor.
Because I don't know who the counselor is.
The sugar
How
baby.
Do you know a counselor?
Because everyone mentions it. It's in the affidavit. She talks to a counselor. They called the police.
The counselor called the police.
Yeah.
Not the girl.
There's more coming up here. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. But regardless, why would she have gone to a counselor if she's done this before? She's targeting him, I think. We're coming up.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist opposed to will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.